My bad. As Sky has pointed out, there are many considerations that the city works through before you even get to this point. And there is no one size special district that fits all. You know, oftentimes the parties come to the table. The city may be used to one vehicle, the developer used to another vehicle, but really it's time to get together and decide which special district or financing tool is best for this project. Or maybe it's a combination of those. Okay, so now some of the commonly used special districts are, some of them are independent special districts. They are districts like municipal utility district, fresh water supply districts, water control and improvement districts, and then there are also metropolitan water control and improvement districts that are sub-districts of the water control improvement district, and then there are special act districts. The first three are created under the water code, and then the special acts districts are created by special legislation, but often refer back to the powers and authority of some of the other districts we mentioned above. And the thing to keep in mind here, that these special independent districts are political subdivisions of their own. They have their own government, they have their own taxing authority, and their own authority to issue bonds. Now, the next one listed here is public improvement districts. And it is not a political subdivision at all. It is a defined area created by the city upon petition from the landowners, where the landowners will receive some benefit from the public improvements, and those landowners will be responsible through the assessment process for paying for those improvements. The next vehicle here are reinvestment zones. And a reinvestment zone is created by the city. It is its own political subdivision. It has a board of directors, but its board of directors is purely advisory. They will approve the project and finance plans, but so will the city. So the two will act in tandem. And then I alluded to earlier, you could have a combination. What we're seeing a little bit of now is developers requesting the creation of public improvement district with the overlay of a TIRJ. And then last but not least, there are 380 economic development grants, and those can just come straight through the city or go through the TIRJ board. Okay, and I'd like to take just a few minutes to hit just briefly on some of the special districts. The most common one of the independent districts is the Municipal Utility District, or MUD. It's created under Chapter 54 of the Water Code. It's created by a petition to the TCEQ. And the TCEQ also, not only do you have to comply with the statutory requirements, the TCEQ has volumes of regulations and some specifically with dealing with submitting these petitions for creation. It will involve the city, generally involves the consent of the city as part of that application process. And in the end, a confirmation election will be required. Okay, another type is a fresh water supply district that's created under Chapter 53 of the Water Code. It is generally in the unincorporated areas, and it's created by a petition to the County Commissioner's Court. After public hearing, if the district is created, there is a confirmation election process, and once confirmed, a copy of the order goes to TCEQ, who will continue to monitor this type of district. Okay, next we have water control and improvement districts. They are created under Chapter 51 of the Texas Water Code. They can straddle two counties. So if it's in one county, the petition is filed with the county clerk and then it's heard by the commissioner's court. If it happens to straddle two counties, then the petition is filed with the county clerk in both counties, and the TCEQ will consider the petition. If the petition is granted, again, a confirmation election will be required. And those were the most common forms of special districts. And then Now we have the special acts district, which are created by legislation. The developer would work with someone who would take it to a representative in his area, and he or she would bring it up for vote through the legislative session for creation. And again, these districts generally cross-reference the authority of, for example, Chapter 54 district. So there may be additional powers that will be written into the legislation, such as road powers. So those are also a popular tool.